Welcome to the SDC Daily Podcast. This term we're looking at Matthew's Gospel. If this podcast encourages you, why not pass on the link?
Hello everybody and welcome to Friday's Foundations Podcast. It's my last one of these weekly reflections on the Bible. Did you hear what Sam Watson shared this Wednesday on loving your neighbour and the call from God to invest in your locality? It was brilliant. Do go back and give that a listen if you have time today. Next week, I believe Liam Brennan is taking on the Daily Podcast, so do keep listening in. Today, we're looking at Matthew 23, verses 23 to 39. And it's part of Jesus' seven woes to the teachers of the law and the Pharisees. Yesterday, we had three of the woes, and today we have woes four through seven. Yesterday, we reflected on the idea of hypocrisy, something that we're all guilty of from one degree to another, consciously or unconsciously. I've heard it said that there are multiple perceptions of self, but here are three. There's the stuff that lots of people know about us, the public perception of me. There's also the stuff that lots of people don't know about me, the private perception of me. And that's not a bad thing. It's good and healthy to have a private life. If we just dumped all of our unfiltered thoughts on each other whenever we met on Zoom for our midweek communities, it would be a very strange dynamic. We might feel better off unloading our burdens, but others will certainly go to bed worrying about us that night. Then there's another perspective of me. What people know about me that I don't know about me. In a sense, my blind spots. How do people describe James Brown when I'm not there? Now there's an interesting thought. Now this is relevant to the Bible story today because Jesus is basically challenging these teachers of the law and the Pharisees. And some of it is to do with their public presentation of themselves. Some of it is to do with their private intentions, as we've seen regularly over the last few days. These tricky questions they've brought to Jesus have come from evil places in their hearts. And finally, Jesus is challenging some of their blind spots, some of the things that they do that are harmful yet seemingly unconscious. Let's hear together now verses 23 and verses 24 read aloud for us to reflect on. And there is an Aramaic joke here thrown in for good measure, but I think it loses its punch when it's translated into English. Just listen in. I'd love to know what you think. Verse 23, it says, "Woe to you, teachers of the law and the Pharisees, you hypocrites! You give a tenth of all your spices, mint, dill, and cumin, but you have neglected the more important matters of the law, justice, mercy, faithfulness. You should have practiced the latter without neglecting the former, you blind guides. You strain out a gnat, but you swallowed a camel." You strained out a gnat, but swallowed a camel. Do you get it? One commentary I read pointed out that this joke may have been aided by an Aramaic pun. Galma meaning gnat and gamla meaning camel. Perhaps that one is best read in the podcast description for full effect. In the other part of our Bible reading, Jesus is bringing to light their meticulous observation of the Old Testament tithing law. If you haven't heard that term before, tithing, it's about giving a tenth of everything that we have as an offering to God. It's an act of worship. And they've observed it right down to the spice rack. Imagine siphoning out a tenth of your bottle of Henderson's Relish or gifting the first fruits of your allotment's bumper harvest this year. That is radical devotion to Jesus. And Jesus is not outright criticizing their activity. It's not that God doesn't like mint, dill or cumin. However, to have such concern for these things and how it applies to our pantry that justice, mercy and faith get ignored, that's to be understood as foolishness, not faithfulness. It's not bad to do these things. It's good. Just don't neglect the things that really matter. There's another part of the Bible where this really hits home. It's in Micah 6, verse 8. And the words justice, mercy, and faithfulness are used in the same way. And some have wondered if Jesus had this story in mind when he chose his reply. What is more important than extravagant sacrifices? What does the Lord actually require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. Now, with that in mind, how can we apply what Jesus is saying to our lives? What has this got to say to us today? How can we respond? Well, we must not fall into the modern day trap of being so busy working and living for Jesus that we forget the things that really matter. The covenantal piece of real relationship with God rather than just routine or duty. We must and we can pray daily that the Spirit of God would apply to our lives the truth of the Bible and the truth of God. Never has it been more vital that the Spirit is invited to do this internal work in our hearts, not just manage our external behavior. As we read his words, the Bible, and the ones that we're considering today, we come to understand that justice, mercy, and faithfulness are three things that God describes himself as. They're important to him more than mint, dill, and cumin, because justice, mercy, and faithfulness are who God is. And as we are his children, they are our family values that we are to grow up in. We need more than ever for the Holy Spirit to inspire us to remember these things. Outward behavior, form, structure has its place, but it is empty without the things that really matter. Justice, mercy, and faithfulness are such things. How might our lives be different if we prioritized justice, mercy, and faithfulness today? Who might we look out for? Who might we speak up for? How would the way we speak and live be different? Let's pray together. Lord, slightly tongue-in-cheek, I pray, would you take our mint, our dill, and our metaphorical cumin? Would these gifts of devotion we offer to you make you smile? Our time, our talents, our things, we lay them down, and would they be an expression of our love, not just our duty? Forgive us when we've got our priorities wrong. And more than this, would you grow us in the family values that reflect who you are? Help us to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with you today. Amen. Matthew 23, verses 23 to 39. Woe to you, teachers of the law and the Pharisees, you hypocrites! You give a tenth of your spices, mint, dill, and cumin, but you have neglected the more important matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faithfulness. You should have practiced the latter without neglecting the former, you blind guides! You strain out a gnat, but swallow a camel. Woe to you, teachers of the law, you hypocrites! You clean the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they're full of greed and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee, first clean the inside of the cup and dish, and then the outside will also be clean. Woe to you, teachers of the law and the Pharisees, you hypocrites! You're like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of the bones of the dead and everything unclean. In the same way, on the outside you appear to people as righteous, but on the inside you're full of hypocrisy and wickedness. Woe to you, teachers of the law and the Pharisees, you hypocrites! You build tombs for the prophets and decorate the graves of the righteous. And you say, if we'd have lived in the days of our ancestors, we would have not taken part with them in shedding the blood of the prophets. So you testify against yourselves that you are your descendants of those that murdered the prophets. Go ahead, then, and complete what your ancestors started. You snakes, you brood of vipers, how will you escape being condemned to hell? Therefore, I'm sending you prophets and sages and teachers. Some of them you will kill and crucify. Others you will flog in your synagogues and pursue from town to town. And so upon you will come all the righteous blood that has been shed on earth, from the blood of the righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah, son of Berechiah, whom you murdered between the temple and the altar. Truly, I tell you, all this will come on this generation. Jerusalem. Jerusalem, you have killed the prophets and stoned those who sent you. How often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you are not willing. Look, your house is left to you desolate. For I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
It is well with me. It is well with me.